us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Words of Inspiration. And today, we are going to speak on the topic of My Grace is Sufficient. The inspirational text comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. And reading from the English Standard Version, it reads, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Have you ever had something in your life that you asked God to move more than once, and he did not, or has not? Have you considered that there is a reason other than chastisement? There are times when Satan attacks you in a specific area, and God decides to use that affliction for your growth. That growth includes remaining humble. Rather than removing this source of affliction, Jesus assured Paul that his grace was enough to carry him through his trials. This grace, a divine help and favor, is not dependent upon human strength or ability, but is a gift from God that sustains and empowers believers, particularly when they are at their weakest. Romans 12, verse 3 reads, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." The Apostle Paul is cautioning against the dangers of pride and self-importance within the Christian community. This exhortation encourages believers to adopt a humble assessment of themselves, recognizing that all talents, abilities, and opportunities come from God and should not be grounds for boasting or self-aggrandizement. Paul's guidance promotes a spirit of humility and self-awareness, which is essential for maintaining harmony and mutual respect among Christians. It underscores the biblical principle that every individual is a part of the body of Christ, with each member playing a unique, God-given role that is no more or less valuable than another's. This attitude prevents divisions caused by pride and helps foster a community where every contribution is valued and every weakness is met with support. God expects humility from believers as it acknowledges his ultimate authority and sovereignty over all creation. Humility allows individuals to recognize that everything they have, including their abilities and accomplishment, is a gift from God. And you can find that in James Chapter 1, verse 17. Humility is crucial for maintaining unity within the Christian community. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4 exhorts believers to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility to value others above themselves, not looking to their own interests, but each to the interests of others. This attitude is essential for fostering a loving and supportive community where members serve one another and work together harmoniously. Brothers and sisters, God's expectation of humility from believers is deeply woven into the fabric of Christian faith and practice. It is seen as essential for a proper relationship with God, fostering community, personal growth, and receiving God's favor and guidance. Humility aligns believers with the example of Christ, who, though being in very nature of God, humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Philippians 2, verse 8. Brothers and sisters, I thank you once again for taking the time to spend with us as we rightly divide the word. And I look forward to our time on tomorrow. And until then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.
Coming home. Yeah.